Hello and welcome to Walking with Your Body and Mind. My name is Sarah Donahue, and this is the podcast I share with Colleen Wall, where we talk about some principles of somatics and fundamentals and anatomy and imagery and Laban stuff, and we send you out in the world to take a walk and apply some of these principles to your own movement. So the past two episodes, we've been talking about the pelvis, and we talked about some alignment ideas, about finding stability in the pelvis, and locating some different bony landmarks to help facilitate that stability. And then we talked about the musculature support that would enable us to keep that sense of awareness and alignment and stability. And today what I want to focus on is the mobility and the energetic life of the pelvis. So we'll connect some ideas from the last two episodes and also some new ideas as well. So if you are interested in taking these ideas on a walk, that would be lovely. If you are at home or somewhere else where you want to just listen or move through them in whatever way you like is kind of, I think, how this is working. So I have to always give some credit to, of course, Peggy Hackney and Janice Meaden and all their work in the fundamentals world, the Bartonia fundamentals world. And also Irene Dowd, who is just, I think, such an imaginative writer and has a sense of functional anatomy that is still so playful and lively, and just these beautiful images. And so I'm actually going to share a little bit of her, part of her book. It's called Taking Root to Fly, and I hope that's okay. I just, I always come back to this book, and I'm always like, I could just read it again and again. So I'll just share little snippets from Irene Dowd as well. So before we do that, though, as I mentioned, we've talked a lot about stability, and I'd like to just find some playful mobility within the pelvis. So a couple things we can remember is that the pelvis is separate from the legs. Okay, so the femur bones are big thigh bones that go into the pelvis. They are separate, so they are not fused, thankfully. Those bones, the pelvis and the leg bones, are not fused together. We wouldn't be able to walk if that were the case or do anything. But we have that separation and that differentiation between the pelvis and the legs. And then we have this spine that's going into the pelvis, and all the mobility and options and playfulness of our spine. And then it funnels down into the sacrum, which kind of sits into the pelvic bowl. And the sacrum is your nice flat bone on the back of your pelvis there. And thinking about how, while there is, you know, a connection between the sacrum and the pelvis, there's still some freedom, I think, that some like micro freedom we can find. So let's just start with a little mobility of the pelvis. So this is a like an image I like to play with, is like you've got like glow in the dark underwear on and it's dark. And maybe this is like also appropriate for like Halloween time, which, as we've mentioned, is already started in Utah. But you've like the glow in the dark skeleton, right, with the kind of like neon green bones. And so if you just want to highlight your pelvis, just playing with that sense of freedom and mobility, and just take your pelvis on a little dance, just imagining it's kind of floating through space, free moving through space. And of course the leg bones will move to enable this, and of course the spine will move to support this as well. But just getting that pelvis moving and going. And of course all the muscles that we talked about last time will be an active part of driving the pelvis through space, shifting the pelvis, wiggling it around, finding ups, finding downs, finding sides and sides, finding circles. So just doing a little pelvic dance. And I'm noticing right away how this really does help my tail start to find a sense of mobility as well. But let's think still about that pelvis, just kind of highlighting that for a moment. Finding a sense of lightness in the pelvis. And this is kind of went into this like the very first introduction podcast of just kind of lightening yourself a little bit sometimes, finding some air, finding some bubbles, finding some sense of ease. So almost imagining perhaps that your pelvis is full of bubbles. Your pelvic bowl, as we've talked about it, is just boop, boop, lots of little bubbles, and they're in the back and in the front, and they go all the way down to the sits bones, and they go all the way up to the iliac crest, and they go all the way to the pubic symphysis. And so just these nice light little bubbles that are rolling past each other and are full of air, so there's that buoyancy. And then as I keep stirring, I'm just kind of, I'm doing a little pelvic dance, which feels great, really nice actually. We sit so much, it's really good to mobilize this part of your body. So let's move the image to like syrup or honey maybe. Just noticing how that changes the energetic life of your pelvis. If your pelvic bowl was filled with, I think I'm gonna go with honey. Filled with honey, and kind of, I'm now almost feeling like a sense of pull to it, a little sense of like diagonals and spirals. And I want to remind myself again about the back of my pelvis. Notice how high it comes up on your back, all the way down to your sits bones, and maybe even a little like sense of the honey that's getting stretched diagonally from front, like front of the pubic symphysis or your pubic bone, to like back of the right ilium, so the back bones. And let's change our image again. Let's go with Play-Doh. I'm just looking around my house and finding things. Play-Doh. And thinking of it, like the texture of it, and it's a little more solid, but it's still malleable. And if the pelvis was full of Play-Doh, how that might change the energetic life of the pelvis. I feel more grounded in kind of a nice way right now. I feel a sense of three-dimensionality. I'm moving slower, which I don't have to, I guess, but it's kind of what happened with the Play-Doh, even though Play-Doh can move quickly. And then let's kind of go back to just a sense of liquid. Like a nice, light, crisp liquid in the pelvis. And it's little streams and torrents, and remembering the back of the pelvis, front of the pelvis, sides of the pelvis, as it is filled with liquid. Moving all which ways. So really finding this sense of three-dimensionality and mobility. And of course, our whole body can participate in this. You know, if we stood still and we said, move your pelvis, you'd have to move other bones, right? And muscles. So the pelvis isn't maybe just gonna move on its own. But finding that relationship between the other parts to allow the mobility. So that's one thing just to kind of play with. And if you're on a walk, just, you know, it might be, you might want to make it more subtle, although you don't have to. You could do some like Monty Python silly walks if you felt like it. But feeling just a sense of different imagery, different playfulness, different sense of when I say energetic life, I mean like the quality of how you're moving and how you're envisioning the movement of your pelvis. So let me go now to, I just want to read this quote from Irene Dowd's chapter on taking root to fly. Just one of these little paragraphs that seems like it's an obvious statement, but then when I read it, I'm just like, whoa, amazing. So human beings, here she goes. Human beings are designed to move. With our spines perpendicular to earth, rather than parallel to it, we are only anchored to the ground by our lower end, our pelvis and legs. Using the lower limbs as a base, our spines can coil and uncoil elastically through space, lending our arms power and range, our eyes the ability to view the entire sphere of light around us, our pelvis and legs interaction with the earth. So I just love that very notion that, first of all, that we are upright beings as humans. Our spines are perpendicular to the earth, and kind of therefore, like, we are designed to move. So this brings me to these two kinetic chains that that we can think of, and this comes from my knowledge. This comes from the fundamentals, the Bartinia fundamentals work. So a kinetic chain, I believe we've talked through this before, but if that's a new notion to you, kinetic meaning motion and chain meaning chain. So a kinetic chain you can think of as a sequencing pathway through the body, or a muscular sequencing. And I think of it as connection. I think of it as a process. So a kinetic chain is, to me, it's happening in my body, like it's ongoing. I often think of it, envision it as like a rope light. So one of those rope lights that's like a tube and then the little lights are in it. And like if we like did like a slow motion video of that, the lights would be kind of going through. I don't know if this is actually how it works, but in my mind it does. The lights would be traveling through that tube. And so that for me helps to envision this kinetic chain, that it is a pathway of energy, of connection, of awareness, of sequencing. And there's a sense of phrasing in it as well. So one kinetic chain that we can think of is a sense of, kind of has like a couple branches to start, but a sense of the kinetic chain from our feet through to our head. Okay, so just take that in for a moment if you're walking or moving around. And you can, of course, always like trace this on your own body, but a sense of, from the earth, if we're going to go from feet to head, a sense of from the earth pulling up through the nice wide feet on the floor. So the feet are supporting, they're also relaxed, they're always moving and changing with all of their intricacies. So this sense of grounding, and then also pulling up from the earth in a sense. So matching the earth with your feet, which also helps you move away from the earth. And drawing this kinetic chain from the feet, and I'm going to go up the inside border of my legs. So kind of like up, drawing along like the inseam of my pants. This might sound familiar from other imagery here, dynamic alignment. So I'm going to draw up the inside of my pant seam, inside border of my legs, my adductors, and then finding that sense from the legs through the psoas, which goes from your thigh bones, the inside of your thigh bones, through to your spine. So passes over the pelvis, connects to the spine. When I get to the spine, I like to put one hand on the front of my body and one on the back. And then if I could go all the way up with that, my spine just flowing out the top of my head. So feet to head. And if you want to trace that again, or if you're walking, you just want to feel that sense of connection from feet to head. Both feet through the body, so not skipping over, not like a point A, point B, but the process and the pathway, the journey from feet through the legs, through the pelvis, through the spine, through, and then just this like very gentle, easeful, mobile head all the way through the spine, and then remembering that your head is separate from your neck as well. So there's this little bit of freedom and mobility, a little like bobblehead at the top. And I might find this kinetic chain in a couple different ways. So I might like to find it kind of going up like the back of my legs as well. I might do like heels up my calves, up my hamstrings. I might find my sits bones from there and then sneak over to my sacrum and then whoop up the back of my body. So just noticing this, and when any way you want to, I might just go right through the center of my body as well. And just living in that kinetic chain of our feet to our head. Noticing what that might do for you in terms of mobility or stability or playfulness or energy or groundedness. And then let's stick on this one for a moment. So this feet to head feeling. And what I just did was I traced like up from the ground, up through my head, which makes a lot of sense because we are, we're yielding and we're pushing into the earth to reach and pull away from it as human beings, kind of, you know, people always say like fighting against gravity. I don't know if we're fighting it. I don't know if we need to fight it. It's there and we're kind of living with it and around it and in it, I guess. But there is that sense of, well, when you watch like little toddlers find verticality, there's maybe a bit more struggle there, but they're pushing away from the earth and then eventually reaching out the top of the head to find that sense of up and down, that perpendicular relationship to the earth. And then this is like another way, and again, this is from Irene Dowd's same chapter, Taking Root to Fly, that I just thought, oh, I don't know if I've ever thought of it going this direction. Of going from like head to feet, but of course it can. We can do whatever we want with these things. So if we go from head to feet, and just noticing what that pathway does for you, how does that feel different? If I trace from in my mind's eye, if I start from my head and I kind of maybe soften and send that message down my spine, all the way down my spine, I see it get to my sacrum and then kind of spread and like trickle down, like if I like a little fountain that's pouring down around my pelvis and down my legs and into my feet. And I'll just read a little bit from her chapter, and she, I believe she's starting at the pelvis with this image, but it's a little bit of a connection here. So she's before this, she's talking about not feeling like you have to like grip the earth or hunch or grab onto it or squish your toes or you know, kind of squeeze the buttocks or anything, but just finding that ease in that relationship to the earth. So she says, one need not pull the pelvis down and dig in with heels and toes in an effort to plant oneself. It is enough to let the water rain into the lake. The abdominal contents fall into the pelvis. The legs sit in the lake bed on the mountain, which is the pelvis sitting on the heads of the femurs or thigh bones. The mountain sides slide to earth. And she connects this to the thigh muscles and the calves melting down along the femurs and tibia of each leg to the feet. The fissures under the mountain that lead to the earth's molten core remain open. And she connects this to the soles of the feet spreading and opening to the ground as if they were eyes looking through the water. So, of course, that's beautifully written, and I just love reading it. But that idea of just this sort of falling downward a little bit, so that easefulness. And I think there can still be support, and there can still be a sense of aliveness and engagement, but we don't necessarily have to like hold ourselves up against gravity. We will do that naturally. We will stand naturally, and that will happen. So, and this could happen. You could do this image really even like sitting or in other positions as well. But just letting the body parts without the metaphors, the abdominal contents falling into the pelvis. So just finding some ease in your belly there. The pelvis sitting on the heads of the femurs or thigh bones. And I love to imagine like my pelvis kind of like balancing around on the heads of the femurs. The thigh muscles and calves melt down along the femurs and tibia of each leg to the feet. So the muscles finding ease and release. And then the soles of the feet spread and open to the ground as if they were eyes looking through the water. So that's just another way to envision this kinetic chain that I think is often said feet to head, but here's maybe another way to think of it as head to feet. Okay, so hang on to that kinetic chain. We're going to add one more, and this is kind of the like inverse in a sense. So this is a sense of our arms to our tail, and I love this one. So arms to tail. So again, if you want to trace on your body, or if you just want to envision it, however this is working for you right now. But I'm going to start out at the tips of my fingers, just kind of wiggling them around, finding some aliveness, and then letting that sense of the fingers sending some, maybe grabbing onto some information from the outside world, even grabbing onto something and letting it filter in through the hand, through the wrist, in through an up or down, whichever way your arms are in space, your forearms, through the easy elbow, up the arms, the upper arms, and then finding that scapula area, your clavicle area, and from this moment going in to core, maybe finding that pathway along the ribs, or if you're going from the clavicle down the sternum, and eventually finding your way to the spine, and the spine going all the way down through the sacrum to the coccyx or your tail. Okay. And I do find a lot of playfulness and like variation in this kinetic chain. Sometimes I'll do it like very muscularly, like I'll find like the muscle kinetic chain of arms into like my core muscles into like the tails, and I'm gonna get there from the front, and then sometimes I'll find it along the back that I'm feeling all the muscles and like the back muscles of the trapezius and the lats, and then down and through again through the tail. Sometimes I find it in a bony sense, and then sometimes just in the sense of imagery. I love, of course, the idea of flying, that sense of, flying from the core. I love the idea of the arms connected to core so that they're not necessarily starting like at the shoulder joint, but what if your arm actually starts from core and that core is connected down to your tail? Okay, so arms to tail. And again, if you're on a walk, maybe you just notice like reaching out with the arms a little bit more as you swing. And this can really start to find some nice cross-lateral movement as you're walking. So reaching out, just exaggerating the reach with the hands a little bit. And then noticing how that can connect into your tail. And I think we can go also the opposite direction with this. So the tail through core out to the arms. And finding both directions, I guess, of those pathways. So we have arms to tail, if you can imagine that one. Your mind's eye, front, back, middle, center, however you want to. Arms to tail, feet to head. And if we overlap these two things, boom, boom, if we overlap them, you've got all six limbs involved, right? So you've got your head, your arms, your tail, and your legs and feet. So you've got all six of your limbs, and they're all traveling through core, that sense of that core connection. And just noticing, drawing this back to the pelvis a bit, how there is this message that goes through the pelvis, right? Both directions. So if I'm thinking of my feet to my head, the pelvis is involved. If I'm thinking of my arms to my tail, the pelvis is involved. It's kind of this like message center, like the train stop or something. So sending these kinetic chains through on their pathways of connection. So, okay, I hope this is some stuff to think about and to embody, pull into your moving life. And just remembering, bringing this back to a sense of playfulness and a sense of energy. And as you can now take your pelvis in a very functional way through space with a sense of alignment and musculature support, it also has a sense of connection and its own personality and character and playful life. And we can keep finding those kinetic chains as a part of that as well. So, okay, I think that's all for today. Thank you.